Hello, this is Chris Gorham from BBC Radio Norfolk with our look at how things are going for Norwich City. They've just been beaten 3-0 by Bournemouth on Saturday as we record this, but we're hoping they might do some business in the transfer market. My colleague Rob Butler is cutting short his holiday to join me on the phone. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
Don't tell us which exotic location you're speaking to us from. We'll keep the...
Norwich at the minute.
Norwich.
We're going somewhere. Yeah.
All right, Norwich. Okay. Well, live from Norwich, here he is on the phone, Rob Butler. Rob, we'll talk about transfers in a moment, but that game at Bournemouth on Saturday, that's the worst Norwich have played under Alex Neil, isn't it?
100%. Yeah, it really was bad, Chris. I mean, you were there alongside me, and we just kept looking at each other throughout the commentary, sort of shrugging our shoulders. You know, Norwich weren't in that game at all. There was no real sort of desire even. I mean, you know, they tried. Of course they tried. They'll never not try under Alex Neil, but there didn't seem to be any real urgency to win the game. It was Bournemouth were just giving the ball too often and they were allowed to play, and Norwich just looked lacklustre. It was like a team, we played like a team that had sort of resigned to relegation. I know that's not going to be the case and I still think Norwich will stay up easily, but it was very worrying. But we hope, as you mentioned just a minute ago, that the new signings come in over the next few days and it invigorates the team, because they certainly need it after Saturday.
Yeah, well, as we speak now, Rob, Norwich have won 3 and lost 3 of their last 6 Premier League games. They're so inconsistent, aren't they? And it's more or less the same players playing each week at the moment as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, you brought up a brilliant stat on Saturday that we mentioned on Canary Call, where, you know, 8 of those 11 players played at Manchester United that were there on Saturday at Bournemouth, and that's one of the wins of their life. You know, they're never going to get a better day than that winning at Manchester United. I know Man United aren't the team they were, but, you know, we saw them win at Liverpool on Sunday, last Sunday, and bottom line is, if you can win at Liverpool, you can do anything, and that Manchester United team is still a good team, and we went there and won fairly easily. And then they go to Bournemouth, who are a team that were below us going into the game, and just look so lacklustre. I just can't understand it. And, you know, I think Alex Neil, despite having no hair, would be pulling out what hair he has got, because we heard him after in your interview with him and he was just beside himself with you know, almost disgust at how bad his team has played. And he never offers an excuse. He's always honest. Something needs to change. And I think this possible two or three or four even players that are going to come in the next few weeks as the window shuts will invigorate that squad and hopefully give us a little bit more quality and we'll bounce back. But we've got some tough games coming up.
We have, yeah. Liverpool and Tottenham, the next two games at Carrow Road. As with these things, they're very raw and you're very down after your team has lost. But over the next couple of days, you sort of come to terms with it. And I've now convinced myself, you'll like this, Rob, I've now convinced myself that what happened on Saturday might be a blessing in disguise. Now, I know it doesn't feel like it at the moment, but... And I also know that Norwich City were already trying to sign players. But having seen that, if the board were sitting and watching that one, Alex Neil was sitting and watching that one, if it comes down to a few quid here and there for the rest of this month, they're now going to pay it, aren't they? I mean, perhaps they always were going to anyway, but they can now be in no doubt that they need to do business. Could that be the plus side of all this?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, as football fans and pundits and commentators, we always look for positives. Bottom line is, we want Norwich to win every game. You know, that's the bottom line. But I think sometimes the bigger picture is, yeah, if you take a bit of a knock, it can kind of make the board take up some notice and think we need to get people in. Like you say, I think they were going to get some people in anyway. However, maybe that will add a couple more. Maybe they'll think, oh, you know, we perhaps could do with another striker on top of the reported Stephen Naismith deal. Maybe there'll be someone else coming in. You can never have... I mean, it sounds daft, and I don't want to sound like a QPR fan, but you can never have too many players, I don't think, in the Premier League, because if things go wrong, if you've got another good player sat on the bench, bring him in, changes things, you know. So I think the board know that, and it is... How many times have we said this? It's so important that Norwich stay up this season, because it is the... It's like winning the lottery if you stay up this season. All the big TV money comes in next year, and I would be absolutely despondent, as I know you would, if Norwich went down. I know all our listeners would be as well, who are Norwich fans. It would be a disaster if we went down this season.
We won't talk in too much detail about the signings, because a lot can change between when people hear this and when we're talking now. But Stephen Naismith, that one looks like it's going to happen from Everton, and that makes sense, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. He's a proven Premier League striker. You know, that score goals every week, but the bottom line is that's not really his position. He's not really a sniffer or a poacher. He's more a sort of link-up man, a man who can make things happen in the box and in the midfield there. So fantastic signing. You know, we've said it so many times over the last, well, 6 months, because we were first linked with him in the summer. How good would Stephen Naismith be? You know, it'd be fantastic. If the reported fees are correct, we're getting basically a swap Graben for Naismith, and Naismith's in a different league for me to Lewis Graben. Plus, he's got a fantastic attitude. Everyone who talks about him, including his manager, Martinez, says, what a great attitude Stephen Naismith's got. He's a pro. He wants to play every week. He never stops running. I think it's a great signing. I think it'll fit in brilliantly. I think it could be a... I mean, I wouldn't say a Huckabee-esque signing, because that you're talking about one of our greatest ever players, but I think it could reinvigorate us like Huckabee did in the First Division as it was then, and really push us on. I think Stephen Naismith could have that impact, and I'm really excited to see him in a Norwich shirt.
Have a good holiday, Rob.
Cheers, mate. I'll get the old suntan ready now, because I'm going to get some sun on my back, and, you know, don't be too jealous, because if we beat Liverpool, I'll be gutted that I've missed it. So there we go.
You're only going to Munsley.
Yeah, I know, yeah, well, I've got some business to attend to up there. But they'll be nice, so, yeah, but if I miss us beating Liverpool, I'll never forgive you.